Hello and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Patakya. It's good to be back after a break, and who doesn't need one? But what is not taking a break though is the rally in PSUs, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But the way the markets fell last Monday, not many would have thought that come Friday, the Nifty would be well above 22,000. It now is just 80 points away from its previous high of 22,126. Then we'll keep an eye out on those levels this morning, as the last instance of the Nifty closing above 22,000 was back on the 16th of January. So it's a 1 month high for the index. Now, other than the recovery over the last four sessions, here's another good bit. Through most of last month and this one, the index has been making highs but failing to sustain at those levels. But last week was slightly different. Now, barring Monday, the last 4 days have seen the index make an intraday high and close just 30 to 40 points away from those levels. So that's another positive sign. And we've been highlighting this for quite a while now, that the Nifty Bank has been the weaker among the two indices, and it also saw a sharper fall last Monday compared to the Nifty. However, it has also staged a very impressive recovery over the last four sessions, almost 1750 points from Monday's low of 44,633. Now that has proven two things. One, 44,500 on the downside is a very important support for the Nifty Bank, and 46,500 on the upside remains a key barrier since it has not closed above those levels since the 20th of January. Now, chartists are saying that a close above 46,500 or even 46,700 on the upside will open the doors for the Nifty Bank to go back towards 48,000. However, some market participants are beginning to turn cautious post this recent rally. Now, in a podcast with CNBC TV18 Sonia Shenoy, Siddharth Bhaiya, the fund manager whose Equitas PM has delivered 100% return last year, said that he has moved to 20 to 25% cash in his portfolio. Now, explaining his rationale, he mentioned that he does not see enough stocks in this market with a margin of safety. And if the market goes higher from here, he can still outperform being 70 to 75% invested. And in case the market falls, he'll have enough dry powder to invest at the right time. You can catch that entire interaction on our social media platforms. You know, we spoke of PSUs, and the PSE index posted yet another weekly gain last week. But the one pocket among the PSUs that has been on a completely different planet have been the oil marketing companies. HPCL, BPCL, Indian Oil, all three of them have been on an absolute tear, having gained between 20 to 30% only in the month of February. BPCL, which is the outperformer this month, having gained 30%, got another vote of confidence from Jefferies on Friday, who said that it prefers BPCL over its other two peers. Now, we'll keep an eye out on the entire PSU space, as we have been for all of last year and most of this year too, and nothing different there. For now, there is no major domestic trigger on the anvil. Earnings are done, policy is done, and so is the budget. And things look okay as of now. But the one thing that can play party pooper, as it has done many times in the past, is the Fed. Now, another hot inflation report on Friday took the US markets lower, and as a result, they also snapped a 5-week gaining streak. Now, while most of the rate cut bets for March were off the table, now this inflation report has created further uncertainty as to when the Fed will eventually pull the trigger and start cutting rates. Remember, the US markets are shut today, but they have received another bullish call overnight as Goldman Sachs has raised its price target on the S&P 500 to 5,200 from 5,100 earlier. Regardless, the Indian markets has a mind of its own, and more often than not over the last year or two, it has remained largely resilient to global cues, and market participants would hope for that to continue today as well, especially with the Nifty being this close to newer highs. Some stocks that you should keep in mind: Paytm's developments continue as they are. They partnered with Axis Bank now for their escrow account that earlier was with Paytm Payments Bank. The RBI too has given them an extension of up to the 15th of March for deposits and credit transactions. We'll see how this value destroyer moves today. Dr. Reddy's has clarified to the exchanges after CNBC TV18's news break that it is in the race to acquire Novartis' domestic-focused portfolio. It said that it does not comment on market speculation and no situation yet warrants a disclosure. We'll keep an eye out on these developments today. Quest Corp has announced a demerger into three independent listed entities, including the existing one. Shareholders will get one share each of the two new companies for every one share that they currently hold. So keep an eye out on defense stocks today and also on Titagarh Rail for their respective order-related news flow. Balrampur Chini has announced a foray into the manufacturing of polylactic acid, for which it plans to spend 2,000 crore rupees over the next 2.5 years. 800 crores of those will be spent via internal accruals, while the rest will come via debt. Remember, Balrampur Chini is in the F&O ban today. What is also in the F&O ban is Nalco, while Biocon is out of the ban period. And lastly, the men in blue, who are currently the men in white, their juggernaut continued to roll on in Rajkot as Bazball fell 434 runs short, just chasing 557. Ticking all the boxes are Team India. Jaiswal is plundering runs at the top, Shubman Gill getting a few as well. A happy introduction to Test cricket for Sarfaraz Khan after an agonizing wait, and so many others. India are now up 2-1 in the 5-match series, and the action shifts to Ranchi on the 23rd of this month. That's all for today. Of course, for the smoothest and the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.